Hi, this is Truth Be Told Transformation, and I'm your host, Bonnie Burkert. I'm here to share tools for transformation. I love to find speakers who give us all kinds of different opportunities, really to take a look at how we're rolling through life and what we can do to make ourselves a little bit happier. So I welcome today Dr. Dravon James.
Great to be here, Bonnie. I'm super excited for our time together. I love your show.
Oh, well, appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I love that I can refer to you. You're the perfect person to have on because you are a transformation specialist. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of your areas of specialization to help us be better?
Well, in my organization, my philosophy, Everyday Peace, I work with people in three areas: health, wealth, and relationships. And over my years, I find that those broad categories can be narrowed down. But however, most people who I work with come to me, in fact, 100% of them are looking for some growth in those areas. And really, it is a transformation. It is a shift from how we're viewing life in that particular area to view it in the way that's going to get us to our next level of greatness.
All right. That's great. And we do need that. And I'm sure I know that you've got your new book. It's called Freedom is Your Birthright.
Yes.
So why don't we talk about the book and then we'll talk about how I've titled the show, specifically how time is our ally. But I'd like to let's talk about freedom. What is freedom to you? Help us know, really. Isn't that the ultimate goal? I mean, as I get older, I used to be like, oh, you know, I want him or I want that much or I want there. All of a sudden now, as I get further down the path, peace is definitely a word that I'm looking for, and freedom, I think, gets me to that peace.
Right. So I'm going to talk about peace before we talk about the word freedom, because I know that the understanding of peace will better help us understand freedom. So peace, as I use the word in Everyday Peace, is wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Mm-hmm. So, and every time I say that, I get this like nice warm feeling in my stomach. It just happened again. and I know that once we embrace that definition as the definition we mean, we say peace, right? Oftentimes, especially when I started on this journey so many years ago, I was 17 years old, I thought the definition of peace meant a life of no problems. Just like, you know, just this great life with no problems. I've had a great life. I've had a lot of so-called problems. Mm. But through that entire time, I was evolving and I've come to know that peace is wholeness, is completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality, which means that some things show up that are unwanted.
True.
Very important to hear the term unwanted, not unnecessary, right? Not useless. And they definitely have not shown up to hinder us or to end us. In fact, they've shown up so that we can consciously use them to go and create our next level of greatness. So understanding that, I hope, shifts everybody's perspective on what they deem right now that may be going on in their life, which is definitely unwanted, but it is not unnecessary and it is not useless. So knowing that, we can then talk about freedom. We are free to do with everything that shows up in our life what we choose to do with it, meaning that we give all of the meaning to everything, everyone, every situation that shows up in our life. Why not use that creative energy, that power that we have, that freedom that we have to help us to lay the foundation for, to advance us along the path, to get us to our next level of greatness. So that's the whole point of everything that I do with people, with myself and my client base, is to show them how to use everything, absolutely everything, because freedom is your birthright. We have this gift. We are so powerful. In that tool chest of gifts that we have, the most valuable thing that we have is the ability to give everything meaning. It's just a thing until we give it meaning. It's the meaning that gives it life. It's the magic and the force and the energy behind it.
Energy being an operative word in that, you know, that's really key. I mean, where thought goes, energy flows, right? I mean, that's, we've heard that. It's almost to the point of a cliche, refrigerator magnet, you know? But it is important. And yet I feel like what you're doing here for us is giving us a chance to kind of decharge some of those experiences that we have, right? So, I mean,
yeah.
Would that be a word, one way, one term, to kind of shift off of maybe some of the thinking around? I mean, say, for example, you know, I watched a good friend of mine who I know it was brutal, but she got a $2,000 car repair bill. And that was a lot of money for her. And, you know, I watched how she handled it. And she handled it really well. She didn't say anything. The subject changed very, very quickly. I think if it was me, I would have moaned and groaned and asked, you know, had her sympathy, like, oh, you'll be okay. Or, yeah, it's an important thing to invest in. Or, you know, somehow somebody, you know, you want that sympathy. So I think I'm giving an example of somebody who's masterful, that she didn't stay in her story around fear about paying that bill or how it was going to happen. She shifted right off of it. What really didn't need to be spoken about. So that's just one small example, though, of, I mean, compared to many people's far greater problems than car repair.
But a very real one, right? A very real one, because car repair goes to our wealth, right? And it's one of the big three that we talk about, you know, how to sustain ourselves financially on this planet. Right? We know that it takes finances. So that's a real concern.
Yeah, well, it's very true. And yet, at the same time, not being in fear, you got to just keep moving forward, right? So having...
Absolutely.
So that's part of the freedom that you're offering us, that you're suggesting to us, right?
Yeah.
To not spin and charge in a problem like that.
Right. And not seeing ourselves as the victim, right? So much of what we do in our lifetime, and, you know, even the media supports seeing us in some form or fashion as the victim, right? The victim of you know, having that $2,000 car repaired. The victim, I've worked as a pharmacist, my doctorate degree is in pharmacy, for 33 years, the victim of this health condition, right? Or the victim of this divorce or what have you. And that victim mentality is what really keeps that type of energy, right? It has energy in it. It draws more things, more circumstances in our path that we will feel victimized by. And so with freedom as our birthright, is we have the right to feel all of our feelings. I encourage people to do that. Never deny the feelings, because the feelings tell us things, right? So we feel this, like, oh my gosh, I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated, you know. But beyond that feeling, I have a knowing. I know that this thing here is an opportunity for me to shift my perspective. And when I shift my perspective, and choose, now I've allowed the first thing to happen, that feeling, oh my gosh, that disappointment. Now I'm going to consciously shift my perspective. What's on the other side of this, right? Oh my gosh, if I have to spend money here, I know money's going to come from some unexpected place, right? I will never be in lack, because there's no lack in the universe, right? And now I've consciously shifted my focus where, as you said earlier, where we are. Life flows in our direction of our most dominant thought. Mm-hmm. If we choose to make that shift from victimhood to victorious, we draw more things into our path to feel victoriously happy and satiated and fulfilled over.
Victimhood to victorious. I love that. So we'll definitely use that. What else would you like to tell us about your book? So tell, long time coming. Do you enjoy writing? How did it come to you?
Oh, I love telling this story, because I hope it will be inspiring to somebody. So when I wrote this book, I never intended to write a book, actually, but I told you in the beginning, in Everyday Peace, we focus on three areas of life: health, wealth, and relationship. So this book was born out of health, wealth, and relationship in my life, looking as though they all three at the same time, simultaneously, plundering downward. At that point, I'd been married for 20 years, and my marriage looked like it was eventually going to end in divorce really, really quickly, which it did. And then I got diagnosed with a health disorder, and I lost my job. So health, wealth, and relationship, all three just like exploded. And it was one day I was in the kitchen, and I just was not feeling well. And I lied down on the kitchen floor, believe it or not, and it was nice and cool down there. And I thought to myself, what's going on here? And I just took a moment to feel the pain of my situation and to ask myself a few questions. And the question that stood out to me was, are you okay? Drayvon, are you okay? And this huge smile came to my face. I was like, yes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I started pondering that, like, who says that? Your marriage is over. You just lost your job. You just got diagnosed with a chronic health disease. Who says, yes, you're fine?
That's incredible.
And I started going through my processes, and I realized that there are people probably in my same situation who would have answered that question. It's like, no, I'm not okay. Everything's, you know, I'm not going to make it. And I wanted to write something that was very user-friendly. That book is less than 100 pages, very, very small, get to the juice of things and let you know that, yes, you are more than fine. You are the creator of your next level of greatness. If only you would use your freedom to get the ball rolling.
I mean, it sounds to me like you were supremely present to be able to come to that moment and say, despite everything that else that was going on around you, particularly health, right? I mean, you don't have your health. That's really tricky, right? And yet you still found that you were fine, like in that present moment. But that informed then how you moved forward, right?
Yeah. And I realized too that I wasn't just fine for me. Like it didn't feel, I felt fine, but I felt in that moment that I was going to use that whole scenario to help other people is what I wanted to do, because I knew that that was not the end of me. You know,
Okay. You
have these situations. I think sometimes we just panic and we feel like, you know, and I want to go back to the situation about the car because money is, you know, we need it. We panic when we don't have it. Right. And you think, oh my gosh. And then you have to really sit with yourself and say, but are you okay? Will this be the end of you? And I know we'll come back with the answers. Yes, I'm okay. No, this will not be the end of me. That's powerful, but you have to really be in the mindset. And as you mentioned, something that was so very important too, I believe in having a team, right? Being the CEO of your life, get a team around you. You said something earlier about a person being able to sit with you and say, no, you're going to be okay. This is, you need a champion. If you're not able to do that on your own, you need to have a champion. If it's a coach, if it's a religious leader, or a very good friend who happens to have the knowledge base to help you do that, to ask those questions and to coach you along the way until you can do that for yourself, that the answer is, yes, I'm okay. And you know, I'm going to get past this. On the other side of this, oh my goodness. And then be able to use your experience for service. That's really what it's all about, for you to serve at a higher level.
Okay, now I definitely feel that, and it's great. And we're talking about some concepts that are big, and it's truly as we move through in spirit, right? I mean, a lot of this, sort of that love over fear as we go through life. Now, however, as I was learning about you, something that really stuck out for me was a technique that you share, and it's about using time. And taking a look at, I mean, are we calling it time management? I mean, perhaps it's a little bit loftier than that. So I chose to title our conversation about time, about making time an ally. And I think that is, I love that term, the word ally. And it's somebody that I like to play with this. This is something that I have been in situations where I've been extremely late. And for example, and somehow I still pull it off, whether it's a flight or a meeting or something like that. So I'd like to kind of invite you to share with us how you have been able to use time and anything that you think that our listeners might be able to take away today.
Yeah, so I love the concept of time, no matter how elusive it really is, right? I mean, what is time per se, right? A man-made concept for sure, right? So past, present, and future. And I will say this, that the only time that matters is the now. Mm. And I love the example you said about seeming to be running behind time, but it always works out as long as you stay in the present moment, right? So the only time that we have power in is the present time now. So I hope everybody can wrap their head about that. You can think about yesterday all you want. You can't go back and grab any time from yesterday and change it, right? You can think about tomorrow all you want, but you can't be here and in tomorrow and make changes in tomorrow unless you are present in the now. So spending too much time in the past is where we get this feeling of depression, whether we're thinking about how great the past was, but we can't go back and get it, so we're depressed because those were the good old days, or whether we're thinking about how in the past we were done wrong, right? And we get depressed about that, right? So, and then we're thinking about the future is where we get that anxiousness and that anxiety about, because what's going to happen? Are we going to be able to keep what we have now and carry it into the future? Or is the future going to be, you know, whatever, we're just so anxious about it. But in this present moment, right here, is where we have our most creative power to do anything. So I love talking about and helping people to focus on the now and to know how to use the past, right? Because our mind is going to continue to do that. So first thing I talk about, if you're going to have any time in the past, we're going to view the past as superheroes, right? Always as a superhero. And I have a technique that I love to share that I do for the past is every morning when I wake up, I write a gratitude postcard. And one side of that postcard, I write three things that I'm grateful for that happened yesterday. Three things that I am grateful for happened yesterday. And that's my superhero. So when my mind wants to go to the past, I have that card with me. I always go back to those three things. Oh my gosh. So the past, I'm retelling that story in a positive way. On the other side of that card, here's how I deal with the future. I write down three things that I have intention to create and be grateful for today. Mm-hmm. Three things. And I usually make them really, really simple. And sometimes they're not even tangible. The ones I love the most are the ones that are not tangible, right? Where I intend to put my focus, right? That mindfulness.
Yeah.
What is it that I intend to focus
Can
on?
Can I stop so you there? If you don't mind. I'd like to ask you a little bit about setting intentions, because I get confused by that sometimes. Now, sometimes there's an intention specifically like I intend to, I don't know, deliver a successful report to a client. You know, I mean, and I don't make it sound too boring or anything like that, but say I do work and I want to do a good job, right? And I want to deliver. Then there's the intention. So that's specific and it's very, you know, 3D world. And then sometimes my intention is more, I want to be peace. I want to know peace. I want to be peace and have peace. Is there a better intention? Was one better than the other?
No. So I love that. Okay. So I want to just join with you. So I do work too. As I mentioned, I head pharmacy operations in hospitals. And so one of the first things I wrote on my intention was today was to have a quiet, successful day. I work in hospitals. So I wanted to be quiet and I wanted to be successful. Right. And I get to determine what success is. It's my card, right? I define what success is for me. Another thing that I have on my intention card is I am grateful for a quiet and successful day today at work. And then to your next point, I am grateful for God-focused energy today, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that's how I write on my card. People can use any type of language that resonates with them. So that is my state of mind. That's where I want to be focused today, on peace, right? That no matter what happens, even if it looks like it's unwanted, I still want my mindfulness, my thought pattern to go towards, this is for your highest level of good, Drayvon. Believe me, you don't see it because your eyes don't always see the truth, right? But inside, know this. And I want to be grateful for that. So I don't think that having that type of loftiness or that type of, it's not tangible, right? But it's beyond what the hand can touch. It's beyond what the eyes can see. It is the magic, the secret sauce, if you will, that creates the successful client presentation. It's the juice in the engine, right? And without that, your seeing is off. Even if you do have that successful report, you're not able to feel the gratitude for that so much because you haven't exercised that mindfulness, that energy that's there. So I agree 100% with setting it that way.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, thanks for helping me clarify that, because again, we're just talking techniques here. We want to share tools for people. And
yes.
I think that, you know, I think specification is important, but ultimately the end game is really what we want is peace. Because if you have enough money and you're in a happy relationship and you feel well, you'll have peace, right? So I think by wishing for peace, that kind of covers everything, right?
It does. And it's still okay to want those things, right? It's still okay to want to, that's great service. You want to do a great client report. I have a person who's working right now for a particular type of car, right? Nothing wrong with those goals, right? First, you know, Know what it is that you want, because without it, how are you gonna know when you got there, right? But more importantly, know who it is that you want to become.
Yes. Okay. Right? Very nice.
Know
Very nice
who it is said. That you want to become, because once you become that person, that's sustainable. And that person will then gather all the tangibles that you want in your world. Knowing who you want to become is essential. But I always, in everyday peace, we say, have a health goal. Definitely have a health goal. Have a wealth goal. Have a relationship goal. And then now let's develop systems on how you can become the person who has that health that you desire, who has that wealth that you desire, who has that relationship that you desire. Becoming that person ensures the longevity and the consistency in the tangible goal.
I love that. So I would like to ask you about being a doctor of, how does one say this? Doctor of pharmacy? Is that right?
Doctor of pharmacy,
okay,
yes.
That's great. So, you know, that's serious business, more so than ever these days. How do you balance the spiritual side of your life with the very real life demands of being a doctor in a hospital?
That is a great question. So often I get that question because I'm also a SAG actor, actress. I'm going to audition this next week. So but people always say, how do you balance all those things? Again, mindset, having things in the correct order. You know, and by mindset, I don't mean always having everything on paper. If you look at it on paper, you're like, I can't possibly do all that in a day. But when you release yourself and say, this is the person that I am becoming, and I'm going to develop systems, right, that helped me to become her. And once I developed those systems, so I became a person who was very efficient with time. You know, I spend time on my schedule. I spend time blocking, time boxing and looking at different ways where I can get this done and that done so that it creates more time in my space for just being in a creative mode.
Okay.
Right. So understanding time management is so very important.
Well, that definitely goes back to our topic today. So thank you for, again, real world skills.
We all get 24 hours in a day, right? Sleep is a priority. Some type of body physical movement is a priority. So I get up at 4:30 every morning so I can hit the gym by 5 o'clock so I can be in the hospital by 7 o'clock.
Amen. Right? I love
and
it.
So, right? And so even when I'm off, right? That's a 7-day-a-week schedule. So I don't work 7 days a week, thank goodness, but that's a 7-day-a-week schedule because I train my body. I train my mind.
Yeah.
Because my mind and my body is a tool.
Do you have advice? And I'm sorry if I'm interrupting and I don't want to interrupt that thought, but do you have advice about that early hour wake up? I mean, I know you need to be at a job at 7, but do you feel kind of keeping that early bird gets the worm early schedule? Do you think there's something to that in terms of physical vitality?
I do for me, but this is what I encourage my clients. Work with your circadian rhythm, work with your body, get to know yourself. I have people who, you know, they could never function at 4:30 in the morning, but they could stay up to 3:30 in the morning, right? And so for them, their rhythm is different, but you have to get to, there's no one size cookie cutter for everybody. This is self-awareness. It is key to your individual success. I teach this with my coaching clients. There's no cookie cutter that I'm going to use from one client to the next. We're going to spend some time on self-awareness. But wherever you are, wherever your rhythm is, we're going to work with that. We're going to develop a schedule. Discipline is the answer, more so than the hours of which you do it. The discipline, disciplining your mind, disciplining your body, not in a cruel, sacrificial way. Okay. Right? We're always going to be loving to ourselves, so we're not denying ourselves things. But we have a life that we're going to create, and it's not going to happen by happenstance. We are the creator. We're the CEO of this life. I talked about developing a team. It's so important that you have someone on your team that you're being mentored through different seasons of your life. Where you were 5 years ago, those tools are not necessarily going to get you where you want to go for the next 5 years. You're going to need some new tools and perhaps a new team. Right? Always looking in that team. You got friendships for life, that's wonderful. But when you're talking about a team that you're putting together, there's a mentor on that team. There's a coach on that team. I always like to use LeBron James and NBA and sports people. You know, they've won championship after championship. They still have a coach. You don't win one championship, say, hey, I don't need a coach anymore. Right? Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, they all have coaches.
Yeah.
Right. So you develop a team. That's a mark of good leadership, right? And you are leading your life. When we start to look at our lives like that, it doesn't seem, you know, a lot of people are not doing that. You say, oh, this is why you're not seeing the success that you're looking for. Let's look at the team that you're. So that's a great tip. If people do not have a team, I encourage you. Assemble a team, get a coach, get someone who can help you to get to your next level of greatness, who can guide you on that path. And when you get to that path and you reach that level, you may need to get a different coach, and that's okay. You keep evolving.
That's really great. No, I appreciate that. So let's go back to, again, your organization, Everyday Peace, right? So it's an organization, it's a movement, it's your a motif. I mean, tell us a little bit about what that means for you.
Yes, yeah, so that's so interesting, because when I first came, Everyday Peace was just a philosophy that I had, and I used to call it a movement, right? And then I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I was speaking different places, and I eventually settled on, I still, you know, do keynote speaking, but I eventually settled on doing life coaching and executive coaching. Is really what I use this whole philosophy for, is to help people get to their next level of greatness using, you know, a lot of the skills that I developed through Everyday Peace and a lot of leadership skills, which are transferable. They can be used in every aspect of our lives. When we look at how Fortune 500 companies run on those leadership principles, we use those same leadership principles in our relationships with our loved ones, right? In our relationship with self-awareness for ourselves, right? So we can use them definitely in our health goals and in our wealth goals. So I use all of that in Everyday Peace to help my clients get to their next level.
It's so great. I'm just so encouraged to hear about these large companies really hiring somebody, working with someone like yourself and others that we've had a chance to speak to here on Truth Be Told Transformation. It's really encouraging to hear that we've got, this is a generation of executives that are really working holistically. It's not just about the bottom line, that they're really looking how to, I don't know, wield their personal power and energy throughout an organization to hopefully inspire and have happier workforce, a happier workforce. So
and I mean, a more productive workforce, because right. When your workforce is fulfilled, right, when they have harmony in their health, their wealth, and relationships, your bottom line is better. Right? When they come to you whole and they know this organization, I have people who, for clients, Fortune 500 companies who tell me, I will never leave this company because of how much they invest in me. I can't believe they, you know, they have a coach. I get all this time. I get coached during my day. Yeah. There are a lot of big companies that are doing it, and it's wonderful. I'm happy to see that as well.
Yeah, that's really great. So what do you feel the trend is around this? I mean, are you seeing executives that you're meeting with that are more open just to begin with, or are you encountering old school?
Well, I want to tell you this one client. So interesting. I have a client now who was, I don't know his rank in the military, but a really high rank in the military. He retired. He's working for a Fortune 500 company. And he said to me, he said, you know, I would have never thought that coaching was something that would be beneficial to me. I've had a career in the military, and you know, he's used to taking it on the chin, and he's a very organized man. He said, but I gotta tell you, I've never felt so, he said, can't even say good. He said, just so grounded in my life.
Amazing.
He said, and it's not that anything has changed in his life externally. It's a great life, you know, exactly, but this big Fortune 500 company, but what's changed is his viewpoint. How, and he used the right word, how grounded he feels in who he is and what he's doing and his contribution, not only to his company and to his family, but to the world at large, and feeling that connection with himself and everybody else.
We need to, we need our political system to be talking to you.
right. That connects, because we're all, you said something in the beginning of the show, I'm going to paraphrase it, right? But we're all looking for the same thing. We're all looking for peace. We're all looking at how we can be whole, right? And we all have, to some degree, some fear that's been planted in the back of our head, right? That says that if you get more, then I'm not going to be okay, which causes me to act in such a way that I'm fearful and it's you know, undesirable. But when we realize that we live in a world of more than enough, and you getting more and me seeing that is a pathway for me getting more and for all of us having enough. There's more than enough when we change our mindset from fear to love.
So powerful, isn't it? And yet, I don't know. I guess it's just sometimes when I look at the news, I just imagine our human race way, 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 way back, you know, pre-clothing human race. It's like, what is wrong with people? You know what I mean? What is the scarcity? Yeah. It really does. So I want to wrap up just with any last thoughts you have on time. And, you know, again, impressed the early schedule that you offer. And I know I sometimes try that for myself. And I happen to be an early riser, like I always have been. So it's not hard for me, but it kind of all depends. And yet at the same time, let's take it a little bit more transcendent. Like I was talking to you about, sort of maybe it goes back to that love or fear. So if you think you're not going to get everything done, right? Well, if you think that, you're not.
You're not, right? And so absolutely, right? What if, you know, they say, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. So believing that, right? Believing that you are enough, you have enough, there is enough. Always start with that, knowing that the universe there's no lack in the universe. Now, what is your responsibility? Because you do bear a responsibility, and your responsibility is to be a good steward over the time that you have, the same 24 hours that everyone else has, right? Be mindful of that time in a loving way, not in a fearful way, never coming out of fear, in a loving way. This is what I would like to achieve. Now, you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep. I'm going to tell you that that's the absolute truth. Okay. You need that downtime. Figure out how you're going to get in it. You need to move that body at least 30 minutes a day. Figure out what feels good to you. Put it on that schedule.
Yeah.
And then start looking at, how can I read 5 minutes a day to expand my mind? Your brain will just kiss you for it, right? What is it that you need to do in your business? And then what do you need to do in your goals? And how much time you need to spend talking with your family? Call your mom. 2 minutes. Call your parents. 2 minutes out of the day.
Tell 30 your minutes to them. Watch a Truth Be Told episode.
Right. Do that. You can be in the car. Get that learning in. Get that love over you. Because once you receive it from this show, you'll go out and you'll give it to somebody else. There is enough time in your day to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Become a good steward, the CEO of your life and your time. If you're unable to do it by yourself, get a coach, get a mentor, get somebody who you know is doing it and help them. Time boxing. Google it. Time boxing. Google that term. You'll love it. It's an easy system.
I love that. Fantastic. Well, Drayvon, you are truly, a beautiful spirit that is moving in so many different circles. I'm sure I can imagine that your work, the day job at the hospital, that you shine a light in a place that really very much needs it. So we appreciate you there, as well as your new book, as well as we will watch for you on the screen, different places of all different sizes. No, it's really great. It's great to talk to you. You're doing beautiful work. And again, you've made it simple and calm, and I feel both peaceful and free from talking with you.
Oh, you make me feel the same. Thank you so much.
Namaste. And thanks to everybody who's been Namaste. Listening. This is Truth Be Told, Transformation. I'm Bonnie Burkert with a new episode every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget, Tony Sweet's on every Friday live, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific. Right here on our YouTube channel, and you can find us on all other places where you listen to your podcast. So be sure to follow and share. We really appreciate it. We're really trying to get just share these wonderful speakers that are doing work out there to raise the consciousness. It's an important time, and we must all work together more than ever. So until then, stay shiny, and we'll talk to you next week.